The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
10 signs that you might be going through a spiritual awakening. Guys, what is a spiritual awakening? A spiritual awakening is when you awaken to the spiritual dimension of reality. You are starting to see through the illusions of the world, and you are living life with an expanded clarity. Here are the 10 signs that you might be going through a spiritual awakening. Number one, you feel like you don't fit in, like you don't belong. You feel almost like an alien. You were born either too early or too late. You find yourself out of harmony with family and friends, and you find yourself constantly being misunderstood, which has led you to loneliness or feelings of introversion. As they say, no man or woman is a prophet in their own land. Number two, you stop partying and drinking. Things like partying and drinking you used to engage in, but now you find yourself having less and less interest, or you never had any interest in the first place. This is because deep down, you know that you were made for something greater, something deeper, something more impactful. Number three, you no longer strongly identify with your race, your gender, or your culture. You realize that these things are just labels that were placed on top of you. You know they are not you. They were added on top of you. They are not your essence. Just as you do not strongly identify as being an eater just because you eat, you no longer strongly identify with being a German, a American, a Jew, black or white. These things feel like clothing that you wear, that you fashion, but they are not you. Number four, your empathy is growing. Empathy literally meaning to see through the eye of the other. You have been or are becoming more sensitive to other people's plights. You also show less judgment, and you know that everyone is on their own individual path in life. Number five, you desire to connect with nature more. You find yourself wanting to go camping, want to go to the beach or to the forest. You are starting to notice the beauty in trees, in plants. You see a universe in a single blade of grass. Number six, you have gone through or are going through depression. Now this is a big one, because many of the spiritual masters have gone through what's called a dark night of the soul, or many dark nights of the soul, that eventually showed them the light. Depression often forces us to look inward, and it is in that inward looking that we find our gift. As they say, triumph is often nearest when defeat seems inescapable. Number seven, you are no longer so strongly attached to outcomes. Maybe you used to have a death grip on things, but now you allow things and people to take their own course. You have stopped fighting against the wave and now you go with the flow. You stop forcing things to happen, and now you allow things to happen. You do the best you can and let go. In the Tao Te Ching, some say the wisest book ever written, it says, the master's power is like this. He lets things come and go effortlessly, without desire. He never expects results. Thus, he is never disappointed. He is never disappointed. Thus, his spirit never grows old. Number 8. Your awareness is growing. You are starting to observe your own habits, your own thought patterns, as though they are being done by another person. You are no longer living in a robotic way with automatic actions and reactions. Instead, you begin to zoom out and witness your habits, picking the ones that you like and discarding the ones you don't like. Ramesh Balkasar says, if you want to escape the suffering of life, there is only one way. Become the spectator of your life. Number 9, the answer is you. See, you have come to realize that you have the say in your life. Nobody else. You find yourself no longer blame storming, picking people to blame, but now you take responsibility for who you are and where you are in your life. Number 10, now this is probably the most apparent sign, but you have experienced a non-dual awakening. All has merged into one, and you no longer see separation. You have obtained God consciousness. The you that you thought you were has dissolved, and now you abide in Satchitananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. Your only decision now, which isn't your decision, is to go and meditate in the Himalayan mountains, or to devote your life to awakening other beings to this state of awareness, or to simply live a normal life but with a depthless smile on your face. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. But no more wood chopper.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.